As soon as William Darcy's foot hit the pavement, he paused.
What am I doing?
He shook his head and strode towards the front steps of the old Victorian home in London. Before his foot landed on the first step, he pivoted sharply on his heel and started back to his car, turning right back around before he stepped from the curb.
Gah!
He growled, making a woman stare at him as though he had three heads and smoke coming from his ears. The woman pulled her little girl closer and quickly passed, almost bumping into a ground floor window box, its daffodils and hyacinths basking in the March sun. The child continued to skip happily, oblivious to his ranting and raving.
Obviously, I'm going mental, he muttered.
He'd told her sister Jane he'd do this, so he had to, right? He had an obligation. He'd tied himself into it. Who was he kidding? He was really doing this due to his not-so-stalkerish obsession with her sister. He'd turn back 20 times on his trip to Pemberley if he didn't ensure Elizabeth was at least okay. He'd only been in love with her for a year or so. A painful, dragging hot needles across your skin year. Darcy jogged up the steps and stopped at the door intercom system, reading down the list of names. Newnham, Oliver, Deaton. However, before he reached the name he searched for, a woman exited the door and he scooted inside, running up the flight of stairs to the first floor. He rounded the banister and the flat stood directly in front of him. Music filtered into the corridor from her flat, so he knocked loudly in order to be heard and held his breath. The music softened and he knocked a little harder, as if the noise needed emphasis.
Darcy?
She must have checked through the peephole first, her voice muffled by the door until it opened. When she appeared in the doorway, her dark eyes wide, he shifted on his feet.
Lord, she was beautiful,
even in that ratty, oversized hoodie and leggings. Has something happened with Charles and Jane? He swallowed, hard. Standing in front of the woman who'd owned a starring role in his every fantasy for the past year, as well as every nightmare for the last month, was hard enough without summoning the courage to speak.
No, they're fine. Bingley managed to sort out two seats on the next flight home to England. They'll land in Manchester in a few hours.
With the Greek sun, a seaside view, a pool, a hot tub, and the woman of his dreams, Darcy wouldn't have been too keen to travel in a cramped airplane for the 5 or 6 hour trip. But Bingley and Jane had obviously had their reasons for wanting to return to the UK.
Oh, thank goodness, said Elizabeth, all breathy and pressing her hand to her chest.
He could think of a million ways he'd love to hear that voice, but this wasn't one of them. He cleared his throat and shoved his hands into his pockets.
I've offered Bingley and your sister the use of the old gamekeeper's cottage at Pemberley to quarantine and to continue their honeymoon for the next few weeks. I'm leaving for Pemberley directly, since you work from home already. I thought you might prefer to be in the country and closer to Jane at the same time.
The words had rushed out in one long, rambling mess. He couldn't speak and behave normally around this woman. He shoved his hands further into his pockets, his shoulders hunching around his ears. Could he be any more awkward?
You're inviting me to Pemberley.
The words were slow and evenly spaced. If he couldn't gather her disbelief at the way she spoke, her jaw hung slightly lax and her high eyebrows screamed volumes.
If this pandemic continues, as some are predicting, I could be there indefinitely.